Throughout the Hildegard house, several of Hildegard's visions are on display. One of her most recognizable pieces is of the choirs of angels. Using material found in the scriptures and tradition, Hildegard expressed having seen 9 levels of angelic choirs, angels, archangels, principalities, thrones, dominations, powers, virtues, cherubim, and seraphim. Much like the organized ecosystem of a honeybee hive, each level of angels has been created for a particular purpose and is expected to fulfill the assigned role. In the commentary around her vision, Saint Hildegard wrote the following: Almighty and ineffable God, who was before all ages and had no beginning and will not cease to be when all ages are ended, marvelously by his will created every creature, and marvelously by his will set it in its place. How? He destined some creatures to stay on the earth, but others to inhabit the celestial regions. He also set in place the blessed angels. 139. During the course of her vision, she explains the role of each of the levels of angels. For example, the living light revealed the following to Hildegard regarding the archangels. They contemplate God's will in the desires of their intellect and display in themselves the beauty of reason. They magnify the incarnate word of God in the purest way. 140. According to the tradition, the archangels, including Saint Michael, the original patron saint of our building, are believed to be directly engaged with the affairs of human beings. The seraphim, on the other hand, have a different role to play. They exist in the innermost circle closest to God, with the sole purpose of burning like fire in their perpetual contemplation our divine creator. Hildegard concludes this vision with the following commentary: But all these armies, as you hear, are singing with marvelous voices all kinds of music about the wonders that God works in blessed souls, by which God is magnificently glorified. For spirits blessed in the power of God make known the heavenly places by indescribable sounds, their great join in the works of wonder that God perfects in his saints, by which the later gloriously magnify God, seeking in the depth of sanctity and rejoicing in the joy of salvation. 143. The Hildegard house is steeped in angelic energy. Reflecting on Saint Hildegard's vision of the choirs of angels offers an invitation to open our minds and hearts to the diverse ways God is speaking here in this space. God's voice is not necessarily discernible through our 5 sense, but through the eyes and ears of our hearts. In the spirit of Saint Hildegard, we recognize that the living light, which radiates from the angelic realm, is most clearly visible when we are able to quiet ourselves enough to see reality through the lens of our inner eye.